This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
John, did you play this because of Ozuna?
A little bit.
I thought so.
Oh, no.
Well, I think it'll be real interesting to see. As a pitcher, he's a better pitcher than Ken Giles. He's been better. In a closer's role, he's been more effective. But he's also been a better hitter, allegedly. And, you know, I think obviously they've done some research, but, you know, you're going to have to deal with that, and you're going to have to own up to it, depending on how it plays out. So I know that a lot of people in Toronto were just shocked when this happened with him, because he's been really good in the community and all this stuff. And so, I mean, you know, we say nobody knows anybody that well, but you know, I don't know. He claims he's innocent. Everybody does. Even the ones who are clearly guilty.
Yeah. Rarely did dudes say like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
I
knocked the crap out of her.
Yeah. And typically doesn't happen.
But just from an on-field perspective, he's only had an ERA over 3 once in his career.
Last year?
It was 2017, yeah, 3.38. So his whip has always been really good.
And he was almost a day one closer. Like once he got called up to the Blue Jays, he was the guy. So, I mean, he's a guy who can do the job. But
yeah, that's one of those that you better be sure.
Yep.
He's got 104 saves in his career already in just 4 years. I mean, he's been a really good, he's been an all-star once. He's been a really solid closer and dependable for a team that was pretty good there for a couple of years too. Yep. So was in some high profile games, but man,
let me throw one thing out there. Roberto Osuna career ERA 2.87. Ken Giles career ERA 2.73.
What's his ERA with the Astros though? Because he was minuscule with Philadelphia.
3.57.
Okay.
So
that's one that didn't work out clearly. Yeah. And yeah, the Astros have done a lot right, but that's a guy who was a better pitcher before he got here.
Yes.
And never did turn into what it looked like he could be. And maybe if he does in Toronto, there'll be some interesting questions there. But I'm very concerned about whether or not, I'm not a big fan of going after girlfriend or wife beaters.
No, I'm not either.
So,
but he's arbitration eligible the next 2 years, which means that he'll probably, I mean, unless something more comes out about the wife. Although I don't know if anything more comes out about it now, then.
Well, he's got a court date Wednesday.
Okay.
So more will come out.
Okay. So when more comes out, let's say he's found guilty, what happens?
Yeah, you've given
Does
away.
He have to go to jail?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he won't be resuspended, though, right?
The
reality is,
From his MLB thing, will be over with.
I doubt he goes to jail. I mean, this is a guy we're talking about, a millionaire. He will more than likely be on some sort of probation, and life will be normal for him. So, and his MLB suspension will be up. So, I doubt there's much more that's going to come out of it, unless he's a habitual wife beater and starts beating her again.
So, we'll see. I mean, obviously, though, I mean, just from a pure baseball perspective, pretty good pickup, I think.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. I'm a little surprised that they would go this direction.
It doesn't.
Maybe my hope is that they've done a lot more research. Then, you know, they've done enough research to where they feel like, okay, this was either not as bad as it looks, but he did get a 75-game suspension, so it's kind of hard to... Yeah, I guess we'll see.
He served his time, Fred.
Yeah, and I'm okay with that most of the time, but there's domestic violence. I'm not a big... I'm not very forgiving about that.
And
Cody says, feel like Chapman Yankees all over again, doesn't it? Yeah, that's pretty similar.
Yep. Here's the weird thing. I mean, if maybe the Blue Jays know something that we don't know, because why, if you've got two more controllable years of the guy, why are you moving him on for
that's the
a guy that might be totally broken?
Now,
is it a PR thing?
I don't know if it's a PR thing necessarily, but if I'm not mistaken, this happened in Canada, right? The assault?
I don't know.
Because he's not a Canadian citizen. It can be real hard to get back into Canada if you've committed a crime. I'd need to look that up. But even if you've committed it elsewhere, if he gets convicted of something like that,
yeah,
they're not very tolerant of that.
And, okay.
Yeah, I've had friends who can't get through the border that have had DUIs. So if you have a crime, there's a good chance you're not getting into the country. And if you're the Blue Jays, you better get something for him, because he kind of needs to get in the country to play for you.
Are you he's due back next week?
Yeah.
Or this week, I guess. Is it Thursday?
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
So he's due back Wednesday.
He's due back eligible on the field August 5th.
Okay.
He's doing court Wednesday.
Okay.
Clarify that.
So he's got... It would be, 6 days from now or Saturday?
Yeah.
It'd be Saturday. He'll be eligible to pitch. Is he the Astros' closer on Saturday?
Boy, having not pitched all year, I would say no.
Okay.
No, I mean, I think you've got to work him into it. And you've got time.
Does he go to Fresno for a little while and figure things out?
Yeah, you got to. It's almost like a rehab stint, right? You got to get him some innings somewhere to get...
That's what I would think. Get his arm ramped up, yeah.
I'm sure he's been, I'm sure he's been practicing and throwing and all that, but it's still not the same. It's basically going to be spring training for him.
Yeah.
Now he's a reliever. You don't need it as much to get up to speed, but he's got another court date on August 1st. So yeah, that's Wednesday. And he intends to plead not guilty to the assault charge, seeking a resolution through a peace bond in which the charges would be withdrawn. Something that is often offered in a case like this.
Okay.
I think that's like pleading no contest.
Yeah.
I don't know my Canadian law, then they won't let you in if you do get convicted of stuff like that. So apparently said his believed MLB was able to interview the alleged victim. But he said, but this is back when he accepted the suspension. It means Major League Baseball took action that they saw fit. He accepted their decision, and we have finality with respect to the process. In the sense that August 5th, he's eligible to play. So he basically took the suspension and decided to try to play it out in court.
I want to respond to something Lamont said. He said, out of curiosity, will you guys still fan the Astros now that they have a woman beater on the squad? I know you guys are big on morals. Hashtag UHCougs, hashtag Cougar Growl. Listen, the difference between something like this, and I've said the same thing about Ray Rice. I've said the same thing about a lot of dudes who have hit women. Joe Mixon, I said about it before the draft. You do your it's a mistake. It's a massive mistake, but it's a mistake if it happens once. I'm for a second chance on things like that. What Kendall Briles did was he was part of a group of men who basically allowed a culture to exist that made it okay for rape to happen. That's not like a, whoops, I had too much to drink and let my emotions get the best of me for a split second. That's like more of a thought out, long-term, really vile thing that I don't think you deserve a second chance from.
Yeah, I just don't think you can simplify this and say, oh, well, if you think this about this, you have to think the same thing about this. Every case you have to look at individually, and in this case, I'm not crazy about it, but if it was a one-time thing and it turns out in some of these cases, if it turns out nothing happened, then okay. And that's how it'll play out in the court, and once you've been punished, the guy's going to have done 75 games. Am I going to go buy an Osuna jersey? Not a chance in hell.
No.
But, yeah, I'm not crazy about it.
He is from Mexico, though, which that would mean Trump would consider him a bad hombre.
Yeah, you would have to go back. That's what the wall's there for.
He's one of the he's a bad hombre for sure. So I don't know what this may be an interesting market for him.
Yeah. I need to find out more. And I guess we will find out more on Wednesday what the court case says and go from there.
A couple people tell me Joey and Jameson are telling me he's been pitching in AAA for a little while already. Oh,
okay.
So
he'll be ready.
Yeah, he's ramping up. So I mean, maybe he
How can you be suspended and pitch in AAA?
I don't know.
Just curious.
Maybe you're just not getting paid to pitch. I don't know. Because you can't be suspended and be getting paid. So is he pitching for free? It's possible, I guess.